Charities used to dealing with disaster can sometimes find themselves in public relations crisis. Red Cross had a PR problem after 9/11 when donors wrongly assumed that all donations to the Liberty Fund would go to victims of the terrorist attacks. It's not the only charity to face questions about who gets the money donors give. Barb Endel used to raise money for the American Cancer Society, but was dismayed to learn it wouldn't all stay in her Jefferson County community. Local donations went instead to a national fund where it was redistributed.
There is nothing wrong with that, if you choose to do that. We didn't understand that. And I think when people give money to a national organization or when they fundraise, they may not understand that their money doesn't stay local. A lot of people assume it or they think it.
Charities like the American Cancer Society say funds go where they're most needed, not necessarily where the money was raised. Russ Hinz is with the Midwest Division of the Cancer Society. He says $9 million in research funds are distributed around the state.
Our cancer research funds have led to discoveries like the pap smear, tamoxifen, a number of other really important prevention and treatment remedies, and those are available to anybody based on their medical condition.
Pap smears detect cervical cancer. Tamoxifen is a drug used to treat and prevent recurrence of breast cancer. The society is currently trying to reduce lung cancer by upholding local anti-smoking laws, which some state legislators want to overturn. Meanwhile, Endel says people giving money to charity can always ask how and where the money will be spent. Often charities use money to handle administrative costs. How much is tracked by a national oversight group called Charity Navigator. Shanine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.